of our running time. And to round off the hour, we're going to be taking a listen to one of the masters of horror, one of the best voices of the 20th century. We're going to be listening to a few of the older classic Radio Digest, Reader's Digest, readings done by Mr. Boris Karloff. That's coming up tonight, so sit back, relax, kick back, and enjoy your weekend here with us at CITR 101.9 FM with some spoken word entertainment.
This year's Fun Drive theme is Shape Your Media, and the March issue of Discorder explores what independent media means to us. Canlit is a podcast that gives a platform to new wave of Canlit. We dissect fake news from the perspective of a journalism student. Holy Hum and Angela of Susu question their roles in resistance. And one writer calls out Pitchfork's latest opinion piece, "Does college radio even matter anymore?"
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks to this month's advertisers, Live Van, the UBC AMS, Flex Your Head, the Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, the Spring Record Convention, the Rio Theater, Karaoke Music Video, the Wise Hall, and Neptune Records. Pick up one around town or read online at CITR.ca.
First rule of the afterlife: you get what you want, or what you think you deserve. Infinite possibility, infinite dangers, no rest. Every soul a player in a story. Without conflict, there is no story. Without danger, no excitement. Without death, no risks.
I can feel it, fraying, coming away, and intrusion. There must be rules.
The rules must be followed.
Hello? Hello? There has to be someone... Hello? Caroline? Where are you?
Oh, Misty. I haven't seen a Misty one for a while. I mean, it's not like every second afterlife I end up in is full of the stuff, because everyone seems to think death is about mystery and bad lighting. No, no, no. Missed. I think I've started talking to myself more since I've travelled alone. Probably not healthy. Hello? Always starts with a hello. Hi there. Been looking for you.
You have?
Yes. My cloud picked up a strange reading. Of course, it can't possibly be true. There's no way. If you just come over here, would you? Into this tiny little patch of light. Stupidly tiny. What is that casting that big long shadow, anyway? It looks like a... Oh.
Yes?
That's a... I mean, it's...
A giant...
Yeah, it's huge.
I know.
I've never seen one so big.
It's not like I wanted it here.
Well, actually, that's one of the fundamentals. Get what you want or what you think you deserve. And you got a giant...
Equation. Yeah.
Yeah, a huge, big equation. That's kind of sad, you know.
Oh, I'm a scientist. And I thought there was something you wanted to check. And who are you anyway?
Right, yeah, sorry. I'm Dave. Angel.
What?
I wouldn't worry about it. Now, let me have a look. Just see... My cloud kept beeping away about a living soul who'd somehow made it into the afterlife, but of course it's total like... Oh.
I'm alive.
Yes. Yes, you are. But how?
Well, there was a machine. Oh, what now? A giant falling X squared because it's not funny anymore.
No, that's something else. Run!
That's not necessary, surely.
Oh, you'd be surprised how often it's necessary. Come on!
What was it?
Let's have a look. Oh, no.
What?
It's another cloud. Look, just wait here.
I'd rather take a look.
Wait!
Fine, okay.
Hello? Show yourself. Angel or devil?
David.
Nathaniel? Whoa, whoa, steady.
I had to find you.
It's okay, I'm here.
It was an accident.
I didn't realize what I'd found.
Slow down. What happened to you?
They'll be coming. The heralds.
What's that?
Do you mind?
Here.
Oh, that's really helpful. Yeah, come on, let's get you into the cloud.
No, no time. Here.
It's a message ball. Nathaniel, what is going on?
Secrets, David. All there. You'll need to open it.
And then you can open it for me, all right? Just hang on a second. Science Geek, you, come here. Give me a hand.
It's too late. I've been around so long, David. Not long enough. Not nearly long enough.
Hey, no. Just a quick trip to purgatory. We'll get you all fixed up, all right? Just hang in there, come on.
Too weak now. Follow the secrets, David. So big. The lies.
Stop it, Nathaniel. Nathaniel. Nathaniel?
Look, I'm really sorry, but that herald thing's coming. I mean, it's all shining and molten, and I don't deal well with heat.
Yeah, get on board. We're leaving. Goodbye, Nathaniel. And whatever you are, I'm not gonna let this lie. I'll be seeing you again.
You almost got me that time, but see, you've made a mistake coming here, because I'm not the same guy I used to be. I've learnt stuff. Saved the afterlives twice now. Well, one and a half times. Look, last time I was really just stuck in a weird moon thing that didn't make much sense. But anyway, you don't know what you've got yourself into. Yeah!
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Were you pretending to fight someone?
No, don't be stupid. I was just cleaning.
If you're bored, we could go for a walk. Again.
Well, I'm not bored. I mean, how could I be bored? I mean, I'm here in paradise. Well, sitcom paradise with you. It's great.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you're bored.
Me? No! Like you said, paradise.
Nobody chasing us.
No risk of ending up in the graveyard.
No big mystery or conspiracy.
Yep. Just rest.
Yeah. Was that thunder?
We never get thunder.
No, sun every day.
Couldn't have been thunder.
You want to find out if it was thunder?
We should check, just in case it was thunder.
Whoa, all right. If the neighbour's dog has learnt how to throw stuff through windows, then this heaven has gone right downhill.
It's a rock, with a note attached.
What's it say?
That's impossible.
Can't get open.
No. Message balls aren't normally locked. It might need a code word or something. Nathaniel must have been worried in case.
I'm sorry about your friend.
Yeah.
But it's the other side, right? Surely he's just out there somewhere, like, resting?
There is no rest. You die here, you go to the graveyards. Oblivion. Forever.
But not for everyone, right?
For everyone. It's one of the rules.
No.
What is it?
I came here for someone. I wanted to find her.
Every soul that's ever lived, or ever will, is somewhere out here. But well, that would be like trying to find a needle in a haystack the size of... well, a really big haystack. I mean, bigger than normal. Bigger than normal for Russia.
I worked so hard to get here.
With a machine that can cross in the living world. Amazing. And stupid.
What?
The walls between the living and dead worlds have been threatened twice now. Both times, all of creation nearly came down. Did you even think about the risks you were taking when you started interfering?
I'm a scientist. Most of us don't even believe in life after death.
Oh, so it's just another problem to be solved, was it? Get bored of trying to cure cancer, save lives.
Don't you dare judge me. I came here to save a life, one life. You don't know anything about me or what I gave up to do this.
Who was she?
How'd you know it was a she?
Could be a he, I suppose. I'm just a little conservative in my thinking.
My name's Caroline.
Did she get sick?
Accident. Car.
Oh.
That's funny to you.
Sorry. No, it's just a touch of deja vu.
But you can help me find her, right? I mean, that's like the guardian angel thing to do.
I'm not a guardian angel. And like I said... big haystack.
Please.
Well, the least I can do is get you somewhere safe and quiet till I figure out what that herald thing was that came after Nathaniel. I'm not very safe to be around right now. I seldom am, actually.
So, where are we going?
Right now? To visit a friend.
It's a farm.
Yeah, the whole afterlife. Permanently summer, good honest work, keeps the mind occupied. Well, works for some, I suppose.
You've got a friend here.
Dave! You parked on my pumpkins!
Ah, speak of the midget. Hello, Sal.
Pumpkins!
Never mind, I'm sure they'll grow back.
I spent days on my knees working on those.
Not for the first time.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Time was you'd have made that comment yourself.
Time was I live like a hobo on a stupid cloud flown by a higher being with a habit of betraying his whole race or being possessed by candle-waxing god guys.
Touché.
Hi, I'm John.
Who's this?
John, he just said.
John Patmos. I'm new. I'm a scientist.
Ha. Oh, exciting.
And he's alive.
Really?
Really, really.
Oh, it's been a while since I had a nice living.
Cucumbers, huh? That's an interesting crop.
Hmm? Oh, well, it's not really what you grow. It's about the farm, really. Lots of people marking in.
Lots of farmhands.
Well, one or two.
It's good to see you again.
Yes, it's slightly pleasant, I suppose. Why don't you come in for some soup?
Cucumber?
No.
Ah, good.
Turnip.
Right. Mmm.
Why don't you go on ahead? Olaf will sort you out. He's the one with the huge...
Sal!
Muscles! I was going to say muscles.
Right. Olaf is it. See you inside, Dave.
Thanks, Sal. You need somewhere to stay while I take care of some business.
You're leaving already?
Nathaniel's gone.
Where?
Gone.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I need to look into a few things.
Well, no offense, but it's probably for the best if your new friend stays here. Trouble follows you, Dave, and we've had enough already.
Oh?
Oh, don't get excited. Just one of our milkmaids, Carol. She lost her husband to the graveyards before she made it here.
We've lost people to the graveyards, too.
Yes, but we're not losing our minds as a result.
How do you mean?
Carol keeps saying her husband's come back.
Just stay here, Matthew. I can take care of myself. What's the worst that could be out there? What? Read you this strange, mysterious note? No, nothing to worry about. Not like I'm running out the door and forbidding you to follow. I swear, if I get mugged here, Kyra's going to get a long talk about girlfriend etiquette. Kyra! Kyra! That's it. No Matthew loving for you today. I won't even do that thing you like while I left. Oh, did you? Why is your mouth full of cloth? Ah. There's someone behind me, isn't there? Oh!
And that's when Dave realized that we weren't in an octopus afterlife at all.
It was dark. I thought it was shaking hands.
And when it grunted instead of answering?
I thought it was shy.
You've seen a lot out here then.
Oh, we saw everything. Vampires, crazy fairground serial killers, giant penguins.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Kyra never did.
Well, having a huge penguin trying to hatch you will do that. You ever hear from them? Kyra and Matthew, I mean.
Not so much. They're like me, resting now.
I left you all those beacons so you could contact me in the cloud if you ever needed to.
We didn't.
Right. Stay here.
When did I ever do that?
Not again.
What are those, Dave?
I don't know, but they seem to be quite fond of me.
This is why we left you, Dave.
I know. I'll go. Just take care of John.
Of course. I'm sorry, Dave. You bring...
trouble. I know. See you later, Sal. Remember, you've still got that beacon. If you need help, just give me a call.
Will do.
Okay. Hey! Big, monstery herald thingies! Over here!
Sure they want you? Because they seem a lot more interested in my farmhouse.
But they've been chasing me. I mean, why would they... John.
They want your little science geek?
They want the only living soul in the afterlives. Sal, get him to the cloud. I'll get it prepped to go.
Dave, what are you involved in now?
Oh, you know, the usual. Just get John. I'll get us both safely away from here.
Let him go!
You look like you're about to choke. If I take the gag out, you'd better not scream.
Scabby old cloth! Have you never heard the masking tape? Oh, I think I swallowed half a bottle of engine oil. Really wish I could switch that off.
This is who you chose, Kyra? God, he even sounds like me.
Well, you know this guy.
His name's Bryn.
That's all I get. After all this time.
You're not him. The real Bryn died before me. Before the box. He's in the graveyards. You can't be him.
So what am I then? Figment of your imagination? Your girl?
I guess.
But you're in paradise. Why would you be thinking about me? Surely you've got everything you ever wanted now. Maybe eternal rest isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Kyra, who is this guy? He looks the same way that you used to with all that black hair dye and makeup. At least, I think it's makeup. You might be an albino. You're not an albino, are you? Because I once knew this guy Trevor.
He was my fiancé.
And Trevor hated it when... fiancé? Oh, right.
Still keeping your secrets, huh? Always been good at holding back, haven't you, sweetie?
You're not Bryn.
Yes, I am. I've been in the dark for a long time. But things change.
Except your haircut. Doesn't it get annoying how they keep flicking it out your face like that?
Our relationship should be open, honest. Why don't I fill in the gaps, Kyra missed?
Leave him alone!
Just a little touch of your mind and you get to see it all. Curious?
Actually, I've had it done a few times. It's never all that much fun, so if it's all right by you, I'll just...
It's huge.
This is where we come from, Kyra and I.
It's perfect.
Goes on forever and ever. Glass and metal, shining away. No disease, no death.
Where's the humanity? Where's the joy?
Is that?
Yes. That's our girl. A long time ago.
When was the last time you really enjoyed a meal? Shared an evening that you cherish? Really appreciated something? When you have forever, now means nothing. The Enders are not a group of anarchists. We do not disrespect life. We simply want the choice to spend ours however we want, for as long as we want. Now means so much more when you know it isn't forever. We want a reason to care. We want to end.
Is she wanting everyone to...
Yes. You didn't know.
Well, I knew she killed herself. She never talks about it, though. Just figured it was her business in the past.
But you thought it was, what, a moment of weakness? No, it was her religion, her obsession, and she took a lot of us with her.
That's you, isn't it? At the back?
My first meeting. Kyra took me for a drink afterwards. 6 months later, I died. Took her a while longer. And of everyone in this room, she was the last. Had to make sure we all went first. Kyra's own little death cut.
I don't believe you.
Yes, you do. I can see it in your face. And you haven't even seen the worst yet.
Ah, it's all right. The Heralds haven't followed us here.
And we're where exactly?
Someone else I know is hanging around here somewhere.
Well, that last friend of yours wasn't too helpful.
Oh, give Sal a break. She's responsible for others now.
Wow, this looks like...
Yeah. Pirate afterlife.
Lots of ships in the harbour.
And one of them's where we want to go.
Which one?
The biggest and the most showy, I'd imagine. There.
With the gold trim and the flag with the...
Real diamonds in the skull, yep.
So, we're going to sneak in, or...?
Ah, why bother? Hey! Pirates! Come here!
Where are we now?
6 months later. The central building of the city was where all the government secrets were kept.
Also, it was here in 1984.
A few thousand years beyond that.
No, I meant the book. It's called 1984.
You read?
Yeah. Do you think I'm some kind of an idiot?
I doubt you want me to answer that. Ah, here.
What's here?
Kyra's dirty little secret.
You don't know what we've been through together. Nothing you can show me would change the way I feel.
I know more than you realise. Watch.
This is it. Inside, everyone.
Kyra, this is kind of soon. Maybe we should...
Think about everything we talked about, Bryn. You trust me, don't you? Whatever there is after death, even if it's nothing, it's better than this. Okay, everyone. This is it. This is the machine they use on you when you're born. It removes the aging gene, strips you of every disease, every flaw. This is the thing that took our humanity away. All you need to do is step back in that chamber and it's all undone. Death, finally. So who's first? This is it, people. Everything we've worked for. We won't get back in here after tonight. Think about it. We finally get released. And after people see what we've done, the whole world will have to think again. Everything changes after tonight. That's brave. Thank you. You'll be remembered.
It works. They're actually gone.
Yeah. Out of this world forever. It's amazing.
Kyra, I don't know if I can do this.
I won't force you, Bryn. Any of you. But now you need to make your choice. I'll go last. Keep an eye out for the guards.
The rest went. One by one. Body falling on top of body. Kyra's great statement to the world. Then it was just me and her.
I don't believe any of this.
Keep watching.
Just us.
I think I'm ready. you, Kyra.
I love you too.
Maybe see you on the other side?
Just me now. Okay.
I don't want to watch this.
Wait. It's not what you think.
God, I can't do it. I can't do it. What if I'm wrong about it all? Oh, God, Rin, I'm sorry.
She just ran away after
leaving us dead.
But she told us she committed suicide.
She did. 6 months later. She couldn't take the guilt any longer. But more to the point, the government had caught up with her. She was given a choice. Voluntary suicide or imprisonment for the rest of her unending life. She killed herself, and she ended up in the box. Ironic, huh?
This is all lies.
Ask her if you don't believe me.
Kyra?
If he showed you the Enders, the group I started, then yeah, it's true.
You never told me?
I'm not that person anymore, Matthew. Life and death, I didn't know what I was talking about back then. I'm ashamed of it. I didn't want you, any of you, to know.
But all those people?
They went straight to the graveyards. Because deep down, none of us believed in anything after. We just wanted to end. But me, I didn't cross over till later, so I ended up in the box.
And now she gets her happy ever after, despite everything.
Where did you come from?
I told you. I was sent to Oblivion, and I came back.
I don't know why he's here. Some part of me must want you to know. Because I... Now we're together, I trust you. For the first time since Bryn, I have someone I really trust like that.
Still so sure I'm not real?
Bryn's dead. Completely. He's gone.
Well, gone or not, I've got some revenge in mind. For you and your sweetheart. We'll see how real you think I am when I'm done with you.
What the hell's that?
What? No. No, these are mine. She promised me. Find your own.
Matthew!
I don't care where you go, I'll find you! You owe me, Kyra! You owe me my life!
This doesn't seem like a great idea.
Relax.
I'm surrounded by pirates with really bad teeth and swords.
A bit of a change from algebra, I'd imagine.
Oh, I've met a few nasty equations in my time. Sorry.
The only living soul in the afterlife, and it couldn't have been an artist or something. Ah, here we go.
Right, you ruddy land lovers. What's all this noise? Get back to swabbing the deck, or I'll...
Ahoy there.
No! 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 No!
Hello, Barry.
No!
You gonna say anything else?
Sod off, right now!
I just need a word.
Sod off, that's two!
You want these two walked in a pint, Captain?
No, I want them gutted! Now, with sharp things. Any sharp things. A sword, a lamp, a bit of cheese, anything.
Hang on.
Right you are, sir. Gutted it is.
Barry.
Gutted. Gutted. Quickly. Gut away. Get with the gutting.
Barry.
I'm not listening. La, 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 la,
this
la,
is silly.
Where's that gutting I ordered?
Get me something sparky right now, sir.
Dave?
Right, that's enough. You're going to listen to us or I'm going to undertake some daring convoluted plan that'll end with your ship sinking, involving a palm tree, a dolphin, and a dress.
Ah! Ah! You knob! Follow me!
Excellent.
What about a game, sir?
Got Jenkins instead.
Right you are, sir.
What? Oh, 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 oh!
A weird swirly tunnel thing with faces poking out the walls.
That's kind of messed up. No sign of Bryn. Guess he couldn't follow.
Right. Bryn.
Yeah.
And all that stuff he showed me.
It was true. It was a long time ago.
No, I know. Years, right?
Hundreds, maybe. Don't know how much time has passed since I died.
Since you killed yourself, because they made you do that.
Right. You're shocked, aren't you?
No, of course not.
I never told you before, because it was just so long ago. Before we even met. Before I met any of you.
I know. It's fine.
Wait. That wasn't true. I didn't tell you because I was ashamed. I'm still ashamed. I'm not that person anymore.
I know. It's fine.
You keep saying that.
What?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Not if you keep saying it.
Look, we should probably just find out where this goes.
Right, okay. No, wait, it's not okay. We're gonna talk about this first.
Wait, Kyra.
No, listen to me.
Kyra.
Look at me.
Kyra, behind you.
What? That's impossible.
Hi, guys. Glad I caught you in time. That herald almost had you. Not to mention Kyra's ex.
Eve?
And that's the story.
And you'll hear why.
I need help opening the message ball.
You want me to guess Nathaniel's code word? How about get?
Oh, helpful.
I told you before, Dave. I've chosen my side.
Yes. And I see they stuck you out on the fringe afterlife. This isn't even a proper hell. I don't suppose you're bar above the terrible and obscene anymore either.
No.
So what did they change it to?
Never mind.
Bar above the slightly mischievous?
Shut up.
The often irritating?
Leave it, Dave.
The really bad at winning?
The occasionally affronting, okay? Happy.
Are you?
It's not about being happy, Dave. It's about getting by. A few hundred years putting in a shift, and my time will come again.
Or you could come with me right now and get out the devil rat race.
Travelling around, doing good whether it's asked for or not. Sounds lovely. But you've got one tag along already.
I was wondering if you were actually going to acknowledge me.
Offity little sod, isn't he?
It might have something to do with being the only living person in the room.
You're the only person, period. Now quiet. The higher beings are talking.
Oh, that's you having one of your affronting occasions, is it?
Just leave me alone, Dave. Get your little hero gang together and go investigate.
None of them would come.
Ha! Maybe they've grown some sense. Even the goth girl.
I went there last. She and Matthew are gone. Sitcom heaven's empty.
But leaving a forwarding address. That's got to hurt.
You're not going to help?
I'm a devil, Dave.
Okay. Looks like we're on our way again, John.
You said you could help me. Instead, we've just taken a tour of lots of people who don't want anything to do with you. How am I going to find Caroline?
You might have thought that through before you built a machine that defies the laws of nature.
You know, I can't help but notice you're still here. Care to take your lover's tiff somewhere else?
See you later, Barry.
Let's just make this the last time. Everybody needs to settle down eventually, Dave. You should consider it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's it. That's all you've got. You need to do something. Help me. There's something firing at us.
If that's Captain Rumford playing with his cannons on the whiskey again, I'm going to nail him to my mast.
What the?
Where did the sea go?
Dave, why is my ship floating in space? Why is my ship floating in space?
I was with you the whole time.
Yes, because this sort of thing never happens around you, does it?
The afterlife's unstable.
And it's been perfectly fine all this time. Then it drops Halo Boy and Abracadabra.
Fascinating. So the afterlives change. They're not permanent.
They're whatever they need to be.
Usually, until self-important angels appear.
You want a hand putting it right?
Oh, I'll give you a hand, but you won't like where I put it. Just go away and take the breather with you.
You've still got that beacon, right?
Yes, Dave. I've still got your stupid little bat signal, and I'll be sure to give it a push if I want you to come swooping in to save the day. Oh, wait, that's right. You can't swoop, can you? Because they took your wings off you centuries ago for being a conniving little knob.
Wow. He really doesn't like you, does he?
Oh, phew.
long day. Now for some hot chocolate, a roaring fire, and maybe a little call to that new woodcutter. Oh, what is it? This is private time, Sal time. Sal's time for Sal.
Come quick, Mistress DeVore.
What's the hurry?
It's Carol. She says her husband's back.
Oh, she says that every night after a few glasses of Vineyard Special.
Well, aye, but she's introducing him to everyone.
What?
He's here. And he's not the only one. Lots of them. They're all back. Everyone who passed on to the graveyard.
Oh, I'll be out in a minute. That's it. I'm making a new rule. No more wine after 9 o'clock. I said I'm coming.
Hello, Sal.
Damn message ball. You want me to have a go?
Oh, you didn't know Nathaniel. Chances you've been able to guess the code are...
about the same as me finding Caroline.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to be insensitive. We'll find her.
John!
What?
Hmm? No, I didn't say anything.
John! Stop resisting. I wish to speak with you.
I think I'm hearing things.
You're the first living soul to set foot in the afterlife. I've no idea how that's going to affect you. It's actually pretty fascinating.
You like to have something occupying your mind, don't you? Me too.
I hope you didn't just call me a scientist.
I wouldn't dream of it, high and holy angel. So, I suppose we got it all wrong.
We?
Scientists. Oh, so sure there's no God?
Right. Yeah.
But there is, right?
I suppose.
You suppose? You're an angel. Surely you've got a boss?
More freelance these days. But most angels answer to, well, other angels. We mention God once in a while, but we hardly ever... That's weird.
What?
John! You must distract him. Turn him from these thoughts.
We always say God left a long time ago, but I've never met an angel who remembers God being around.
So God really is dead? Well, that's depressing.
No. It's like... Why have I never questioned this before?
Don't get wound up about it. It's not a big deal.
Stop him.
No. It's huge. Why did it take you to ask that question? Everyone should have asked that. This is the world of death. Everyone should want to know.
Calm down. I'm a scientist. I ask questions. It's what we do.
And no one else. Ever. It's so obvious.
Stop this now.
It's just not part of your life, I suppose.
I'm an angel. It should be. Who created us? We can't always have just been here, and why am I only thinking of this now?
Something's attacking us.
It's the Heralds. They've found us. Well, you.
Where to?
Another afterlife? I need more time to think this all through. And if we try to find those things, we might just end up in the graveyards.
Your ball thing just opened.
Graveyards. That was the word.
Timing could be better.
Do not let
him study
message.
Shut up!
What?
Not you, I'm just... Something's happening to the message ball. Your friend. The one who died. It's like a hologram.
If you've opened this, it's time for you to know the truth. Forgive me, David, but I could not just leave this knowledge lying around for anyone to discover. You had to be in exactly the right situation. Ready to accept it.
Oh, you always did go on a bit.
The truths I have stumbled upon, David. I was searching for the furthest reach of the afterlife, beyond even where you have been. Instead, I found something else. Old, abandoned afterlives. And a trail. Leading back to the very centre of it all. An invisible centre, but something is hidden from us. Hidden from higher beings, David. Who could do such a thing?
This is forbidden.
I programmed this message with coordinates. There are two beings who can reveal the truth to you, David. The truth I fear I will be destroyed for. Something is waking. Something I do not understand. Something powerful and awful.
What's happening now?
We're changing course. The message ball's telling the cloud where to go.
Somewhere safe.
Well, the heralds aren't following at least, so I... No. No, it can't be.
What?
It's taking us into the graveyards.
The bad place. The Oblivion bad place.
Yeah, that's the one.
I thought that Nathaniel guy was a friend of yours.
Sort of. He did try to destroy us all once.
Oh, get us out of this.
David, By now your cloud will be travelling into the black of the graveyards. Please, trust me. If ever you have trusted anyone, trust me. Now, we need to do this. A gesture of faith. Trust me and truth will follow. You have to be ready for what is to come.
What are you doing? Get back on the controls!
A gesture of faith.
I don't want to die!
Neither did he! But he was willing to do it so I could do this. That's enough for me.
And if you're wrong,
then it's been a good run.
I still can't believe it's you. This has to be some kind of a trick.
Yeah, like Bryn. It's me, guys, really. I saw you disappear into the emptiness.
Where?
Into oblivion. That's what we thought too. But we, Ashley and me, we came out somewhere else.
It's not what you think, Sal, the graveyard. Not at all.
I've wanted you back for so long, but there was no way. So I moved on. I'm sorry.
Don't be daft. You made something of yourself. I'm really proud of you.
But now you're back.
It's not as simple as that. You and the others, you need to do something to let us all out. But that'll attract her attention.
Who?
We don't know who she is, but she's the one who's made us believe all this. Everything's wrong.
What do you mean, wrong? Things are wrong? We don't know much for sure, but we know it was never meant to be this way.
So how do we fix it?
You need to know the truth first.
What truth?
I'm still here. I'm in the graveyards, out of the clouds, standing in the graveyards, and I'm still here.
Hello? Hello? Nathaniel sent me. Is anyone there?
Yes, I am here.
Administrator.
But you're supposed to be...
dead. I am not the only one.
Candleman.
David.
You still have my voice.
Lost what I possessed.
Why would Nathaniel send me to you?
As proof of the fallacy that is the graveyards. This is not oblivion.
Yeah, I can see that. So what is it? A prison?
Not to keep us in. To keep you out.
Why?
So you do not discover the truth.
What are you talking about?
The pages turn, David.
The story continues.
Dave, those beacons, the ones from your friends, they're all going off.
What is the truth?
There is no oblivion.
No unbreakable rules.
There are no afterlives.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Radio to me was like a chance to kind of lie. It's so perfect for lying, you could say anything.
But this is true. April 2nd, CIVL Radio in Abbotsford presents American Canadian author, humorist, and radio producer Jonathan Goldstein, who will be giving a talk and Q&A session reflecting on his career, the practice of making radio, and his new show, Heavyweight. That's April 2nd at the UFV Abbotsford Building B. The event is free and open to the public.
This is a good time of the year to thank all of you at your station for your interest in presenting the Boris Karloff program. It's a real pleasure to work with you all, and I appreciate your cooperation very much indeed. May I also wish you and yours a most Merry Christmas and a prosperous and a Happy New Year. This is Boris Karloff speaking. I'm here with a story for you from the files of the Reader's Digest. Who killed Chung Ling Su? The coroner's verdict was death by misadventure, but the fate of magician Chung Ling Su was almost certainly no accident. The strange story begins in New York 60 years ago. A certain William Ellsworth Robinson, a magician by profession, was broke. Far less skillful men than he were getting all the jobs, and Robinson decided to try a desperate gamble. And so, in May 1900, a glittering-eyed man with a queue and flowing oriental raiment registered at a fashionable hotel in London. And with him, there traveled a diminutive, slant-eyed maiden. They called themselves the illustrious Chu Ling Su and his assistant, Susie Seen. But back home in America, they'd just been plain Bill and Dottie Robinson. After just one performance at the famed Alhambra, Chung Ling Su's success was assured. Things went fine for a time. Then into the pretender's paradise came temptation. Her name was Estelle. He was sure that his romance was a secret until one night he found an anonymous note on his dressing room table. Be careful. Don't forget that in your bullet-catching trick, your wife loads the guns. Surely Dottie didn't suspect, or did she? It wore on his nerves. So he decided on a divorce. He'd marry Estelle and end this worrying. And then, unbelieving, he heard his beloved say, "Oh, no, Chong, I could never marry anyone but an American. But I am an American, I'll prove it." Next day, dressed in Western clothes, he called on Estelle. She stared at him, shocked. What she saw was an undistinguished man, halting and ordinary in speech. Where was the strange, alluring figure from the East? Miserably, Chung Ling Su confided in a friend. "It's like having two men in one body," he said. "One wants a woman that he can't have, and the other has a woman that he's afraid of." His friend was worried. "I wish you wouldn't do the bullet-catching trick tonight," he said. "Well, this is the last time I'll ever do it," promised Chung Ling Su, and went out onto the stage. The trick began as always. Four spectators were coaxed up onto the stage. Other audience members were asked to examine the bullets. Then Dottie Robinson loading the bullets into guns. Then music. Chung giving the sign, fire. The curtain fell, and behind it, Robinson lay dead in the arms of the innocent Susie Seen. Houdini made a public statement explaining the gun trick. Normally, the bullets never left the guns. The performer carried duplicates in his mouth, but this time the trick mechanism in the guns must have failed to work. But Chung's friend knew that there had been no accident, knew that Chung Ling Su had been slain on that stage by his envious other self, the killer and the victim falling together in one body. The sad but true story of the wizard Chung Ling Su is from the Reader's Digest back files, but it bears a resemblance to an article in the current December issue of the magazine, also about some wizardry. In this case, the subject matter is more cheerful, for the wizardry involves some fabulous automatic devices which will do anything from steering an aeroplane to keeping the snakes in the zoo happy. The name of the article is "They're Wizards on Control," and I found it most interesting. I'll be joining you soon again with more transcribed stories, but until next time, this is Boris Karloff saying goodbye. This is Boris Karloff speaking. I'm here with a story for you from the files of the Reader's Digest. This is the story of William Shakespeare's hometown. From October to April, life in this ancient market town of Stratford-on-Avon flows as gently as the river itself. But comes the spring and business booms. Long lines of pilgrims pay their shillings to see the house where Shakespeare was born, his mother's girlhood cottage, the property he bought when he returned as the local ne'er-do-well who had made good. Stratford-on-Avon is now, second only to London, the chief dollar-making tourist haunt in Britain. But it took Stratford 250 years to wake up to its Shakespearean opportunities. In his day, Shakespeare's fellow citizens regarded him as a rather dubious blessing. To them, the theatre was a den of vice. For almost a century and a half, the only outsiders interested in Stratford were occasional scholars. And it wasn't until 1769 that a local landlord was able to rally his townsmen to a public celebration of Shakespeare's anniversary. That year, the great David Garrick came from London to organize a festival. With cannon salvos, public breakfasts, and fireworks, there was everything except a Shakespearean performance. For 100 years, this kind of celebration prevailed. Local businessmen made a little bit of pocket money out of the visitors, but the town seemed destined to remain a big, dull village. It was saved from this fate by a bearded giant of a brewer named Charles Edward Flower. It started when, back in 1870, the local folk wanted to erect a monument to Shakespeare. Said Flower, "Shakespeare means plays, good ones. The monument we want is a theatre where people can come and see those plays." Flower scoured England to raise money for a theatre, but the London press and the bigwigs snubbed him. They called Stratford dull, forsaken, and said that its citizens were nobodies. Flower roared back, "We've waited nearly 300 years for the somebodies to do something. Now we'll show what the nobodies can do." He built a theatre with his own money, and Stratford was on its way. Other local citizens went to work to remake their once sleepy community. They stripped from their homes, shops, and inns the ugly plaster fronts added in later centuries to reveal the fine timbered facades that lined the streets when Shakespeare lived. Fireplaces, cupboards, panels, beams, all the handsome Elizabethan details have been restored. And now the entire town is a living monument to William Shakespeare, shared by the plain folk of Stratford with the people of the whole world. I found the story of Stratford-on-Avon in the Reader's Digest back files, but in the current December issue of the magazine, there's the story of another small city with a big list of visitors. The city of this story is in France. The attraction, not a man, but a cathedral. The cathedral was built many centuries ago by the whole town. Men and women pitted the slight strength of their bodies against the heartless weight of stone to bring heavy limestone blocks from the quarries 7 miles away into the town. Stone by stone, year by year, the church rose. The style in which it grew was new then, the soaring style of the pointed arch and the flying buttress which today we call Gothic, and the town, Chartres. The whole story of the miracle of Chartres, the building of the Christmas story in stone, appears in the December issue of the Reader's Digest. I'll be joining you soon again with more transcribed stories, but until next time, this is Boris Karloff saying goodbye.
Multiple time Juno Award winner Alex Cuba releases his sixth studio album, Lo Unico Constante, The One Constant, on April 7th. The One Constant draws from some of Alex's earliest influences from his childhood in Cuba. Catch him on tour this fall. The One Constant is available online and in stores April 7th. Visit alexcuba.com for more information.
And you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and you have been listening to Scald's Hall, and that will be mostly our programming for this evening. So we were taking a listen to the first episode of the third season of Afterlives and a couple of oddities from the Reader's Digest magazine narrated to us by Boris Karloff. Coming up in a moment or so, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John. And so from all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, please enjoy your weekend, enjoy it safely and happily.